Who's that? Really? All right, I'll talk to him. First time caller? Sure, bring him on.
Now calling in, it is Undertaker Fred.
Yeah, you're talking about leprosy a while ago, Tommy, and that. One of the greatest movies, as far as I'm concerned, is Ben-Hur.
Maybe that's where the leper colony was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Ben-Hur.
Oh, yeah, that was a great one. And then the two sisters of Ben-Hur were healed in the latter part of that movie, and it was a wonderful, wonderful movie. And
That title was recently used on another film.
Yeah.
Which was about a woman who had a sex change operation and is now a guy.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah, and that also was called Ben-Hur.
That was Ben-Hur. that was doing him, I think. Or doing him, I don't know.
What the hell are you talking about?
I don't know.
You learned that language in World War II or something? Because that doesn't fly on this show.
You're talking about a sex change operation. I don't understand any of that stuff.
Well, come on. There were guys back in your day doing it. You just kept it under wraps. I'm sure there was a fella. Where were you raised?
I was raised right in the Chicago Lake area of good old Minneapolis.
You were raised right there?
That's where I was. Lived on 31st.
What was Chicago and Lake like in the 1930s?
Well, it was had the drugstore, J.O. Peterson, on
but
the
I mean, did occasionally a bunch of gang members shoot people?
No. I remember when...
They did in St. Paul.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Goodness, in the cave over there where they were shooting and everything. But I had... I remember when the Lindbergh baby was kidnapped, and they used to have the newspaper boys on the corners, you know, yelling out, extra, extra, read all about it and all that, And they don't do that anymore. There's different kinds of hawkers out there now, I guess.
Want meth?
What I was thinking also about mosquitoes. You know, they claim that one of the purposes of the mosquito is that it does sometimes keep the person from getting malaria.
Yeah, which is funny because they often say that they also bring malaria.
Yeah, I know, it's a real strange thing, and. But I spent my last day at the golf course today.
That's it then, huh?
I didn't see Steve there. Of course, you mentioned he said he played his last round.
And yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't so windy today, so it was really a better day in a way.
Well, tomorrow is going to be simply heavenly.
Oh, that's right. And I got, they've got another guy that takes Saturday and Sunday. And
did your mother ever used to do this when she got up in the morning? Come downstairs, throw open the windows, and shout, "What a glorious day!"
No, I don't remember.
My mom did that almost every day of my life.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful! That's great, Tommy. And but I was also thinking of the cure for congestive sinuses is to take warm salt water and gargle with it, and also sniff it up your nose, and it'll clear out all that junk up in your head.
You know, if they ever find a cure for Lou Gehrig's disease, I want them to call it Sandy Koufax.
Call it Sandy Koufax, yeah. And the head of the Teamsters Union, I know I told you once about out in the at the Ambassador Motel, there was another little restaurant there, and on the inside of the door in the men's room, it said. Well, for that, who was the guy they claimed got buried in the concrete?
Hoffa, Jimmy Hoffa.
Jimmy, The sign on the inside of the men's room restroom door said, "Jimmy Hoffa, please call home."
What? You ever write graffiti on a wall in a biffy?
Oh, I've seen. I've never written one, but I felt like making up a thing to sort of paste on the door there that he who writes on the door should have his stuff rolled in little balls, and he who reads the lines of wit should eat the little balls of stuff.
Ouch. Thank you, Fred.
But, Tommy, hold me on after. I'm going to listen to you now, and then I want to give another shot with the blues in the night.
Okay, Fred. And I also noticed Joe...
Yeah, thanks, Mitch.
Are you going to be able to hang on?
Well, where's Undertaker Fred?
He's right here with you, but...
Hey, Mitch.
Yeah.
Did your ma really open up the windows and shout out what a beautiful day?
What a glorious day.
Oh, nice every day is a great day.
Definitely I'll hang on.
Yeah, okay. KSTP, good old St. Paul, big time Minneapolis, coming up on 11 o'clock. I'll be back after the news. Stick around. Abbott and Costello, Lewis and Martin, Laurel and Hardy, Fred and Joe.
Yeah.
And where's Undertaker Fred?
He's on with you.
I'm with you, Joe. But you just got to go moment by moment, Joe, and not despair.
No.
Repair, don't despair.
Undertaker Fred?
Yeah.
Don't take this, your voice don't sound as strong.
My voice sounds what?
Don't sound, it don't project as strong.
It's not projecting?
Why?
My voice?
Yes, sir.
I can't understand that. Maybe they got the, maybe they've turned this down. Fred will be too loud, Joe, and get the old, we might get the whole metropolitan area starting to do the light fantastic.
Man friend.
Yeah, Joe.
You wouldn't say something and something's going on, would you? Would you do that to me?
There's something
to me.
There's something going on all the time, Joe.
I know. I love you, man.
I love you too, and I love everybody, but I don't like everybody. You see, the Bible doesn't tell you have to like people; it says you have to love them.
How does that love manifest itself?
The love is the agape love of God, which
for instance, how does
I can understand that?
How does your love show itself?
Well, it manifests itself by helping that little gal out at Shantytown Grill, and.
But do you do that for all the people you don't like?
I do it for people. I do things for people. I'll talk to everybody.
But will you go out of your way to help out from day to day a lot of people you don't like?
Well, I don't ask people if they need a helping hand. I don't ask them where they're standing.
You're trying to figure out who you're going to help out. Are you going to start out with the people you like probably before the people you don't like? I'm thinking that's how it's going to go.
Family, Joe, Tommy.
But if you start with your own family, you're going to start with the family members you like.
Well, there's a lot of people.
So the love might be equal, but the like thing changes the order of who gets helped.
There are a lot of people that don't like their own families.
Yeah, well, you can pick your family, but you can't pick your, what?
No, you can't. You can pick your friends, but you can't pick. Your family,
although they're going to have these designer children, and you're actually going to be picking your family. Joe, what'd you do today?
No.
Joe, what'd you do today?
Well, you know what I did today?
Joe, what'd you do today?
Thank you, Mitch. What I did is I made a headway in the house there, and I cleaned, and I pondered, and I'm thinking. You know, I of course, every day, I see the homily on EWTN.
What?
Excuse me?
What's that?
I see my Franciscans.
The Catholic channel with all the nuns and monks?
I got them really close here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got them really close here. And I drove down and I see them this way. And I know they're close to me.
Uh-huh.
And I seen a kid picking up stuff. I don't know if it was when I drove by, because I had to go shop, right? I had to go shop. And when I went by, and I don't know if it was a brother or not, you know, picking up stuff. But so I you know what I think I'll do? I think I'll just go visit. You know, the problem with me is I can't get a Eucharist.
Why can't you get a Eucharist?
Because I've got many sins. Wait a minute.
Can't you go to confession?
I'll confess at the vet. I'll find a priest start it there.
The rule isn't, you don't have to go to confession just before every communion, do you?
Is Fred still around?
Well, I'm asking you a question. You don't have to go to confession before every time you get communion.
jeez. Hey, well, I have to. Let's put it this way. I have to.
I was raised in the same faith. Well, there was no
I would never take communion under the circumstances.
Well, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Say you're going to church every day.
So I'm just
going to,
you know, it's ridiculous of me not to, you know, the
awfully
way I
rigid. Am. Awfully rigid.
And the proximity.
Huh?
Hey, it's ridiculous. The spatial things going on here. Hey, it's ridiculous.
I'm doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Well, fellas, Fred, were you going to sing some song?
Well, I was thinking the Blues in the Night, but did you ever watch the Dallas program?
You're not projecting, Fred.
Pardon?
You're not projecting, Fred.
Not projecting.
I don't like that.
I'm trying to project, Joe. Did you ever watch the Dallas program, or do you ever watch Young and the Restless in the morning program?
No.
Well, the Young and the Restless, that was Jesse Ventura's favorite program.
Well, yeah, he didn't have much going on during the day, but...
Well, do you ever watch Dallas back in the old days?
No.
With Ewing?
No.
I'm going to sing that in just a moment, but they're going to have a deal on that tomorrow night. Or Sunday night, they'll have the Dallas program revisited.
Why are you doing an ad for them?
Well, I'm just doing it because we talk about WCCO, and you can talk about...
but why are you doing this?
Why am I... Because I wanted to say about Jay... the head of the Klan there, he wanted to be put through a food chopper when he dies.
What?
And then put his remains on the wheat field, and then make a birthday cake for people to come to his birthday party when he has a birthday.
What?
Hey, Fred.
Do you know what the hell he's talking about, Joe?
Fred, can we put a tracer on the bottom? And it's not a... Well, whatever.
Yeah. Okay, can we get that song?
Yeah, I'm going to sing the song, but
no.
I want to just say one more thing. You seen the Time magazine with the picture of our new president?
I don't think I've seen it yet.
You haven't seen it yet. Well, when you look at it, his mouth is closed, but when he's trying to smile, but the corners of his mouth are turned down.
Huh?
When you smile, the corners of your mouth should go up. Same way with Condoleezza Rice. Sure, corners of her mouth are turned down. But my wife says, well, that's pretty good, because when she's got her mouth open, you can see that hole between her teeth.
It's burning my neck.
What the hell are you talking about? Are you going to sing a song?
We're going to sing the Blues in the Night, because this is a nighttime, and it's...
Are you wrestling with a spider there, Joe? Yeah.
All right.
Does Joe have a song he'd like to sing?
He wants to hear your Blues in the Night.
Okay. My mama done told me... When I was in knee pants, my mama done told me, son, a woman with sweet talk will give you the glad eye. But when that sweet talking's done, a woman's a two-faced, a worrisome thing to leave you to sing the blues. In the night, hear the whistle calling, hear the trains are calling, woo-wee. Now the rains are falling, hear the trains are calling, woo-wee. My mama done told me, a woman's a worrisome thing that'll leave you to sing the blues in the night. Now that's sort of a dismal one, you know, Joe, but after each night, what happens when the day breaks?
Right.
Hey, Fred.
Right, yeah?
I love you, Fred.
I love you too, Joe. I love Tommy. I love everybody, but I
don't like everybody. You don't always have to add that liking business.
And you know, at the Lakewood Chapel where I'm going to have my funeral, you know what it says on the top of that chapel and the mosaic that the Italians came over here and put all that mosaic work in the chapel?
Let me guess. It says,
Hey, Fred.
I didn't even know you were sick.
Hey, Fred.
No.
What?
You know, blows my mind.
The what?
It blows my mind. What you guys hear?
What?
Is the Exodus?
The Exorcist?
Exodus. And there's no archaeological evidence
of Exodus.
Yeah.
How about Leviticus?
Fred.
Oh,
what do you think?
Oh, Exodus. Yeah, they had a movie on that, too, you know. Exodus.
Hey, Fred, what do you think? What do you think? He's divine, or is he not? You like Mary? Fred?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Fred.
Yes, Joe.
Fred.
Yeah.
You love Jesus, right?
I love Jesus.
But he doesn't have to like Jesus.
You like Mary?
I love everybody.
But he doesn't like everybody.
That's the thing that.
How about Mary?
Mary, well, I love Mary. Yeah, and Mary is to be looked up to.
That's what I'm betting on.
Huh?
Hey, Fred, that's what I'm betting on.
He's betting on Mary, but Catholics all over bet on Mary.
You're betting on Mary. Yeah. Well, up in the top of the Lakewood Chapel there, it has the angels flying around up there and all, and it says, "When the morning breaks." And the shadows flee away.
Hey, Fred.
Yeah.
That's why I love you, Fred.
Okay, fellas. This is going to have to come to an end.
Well,
good night.
I know. Well, thank you.
Good talking to you.
You made our week, Tommy.
Okay.
You made both Joe and my week, and you've made the week for Steve, I'm sure.
All right.
With the conversation with him, which you related to me last night a little bit, and I'm looking forward to our getting together. Maybe Joe could make it to O'Hare's.
Maybe Joe will show up.
Garage on
December 8th.
December 8th, 7 p.m.
Okay, bye, guys.
God bless you. All of you.
God bless.
You.